Street, Paul. 24 speakers and 16 presenters from clubs in 10 districts in the Northeast 4-H region gathered in the St. Paul Recreation Center on Saturday to compete in the Regional Communication Day, with six teams of judges choosing 18 winners who came from seven of those districts. Speakers came from all 10 districts, showcasing their talents for the very impressed judges of all three age groups. Wanda Cochran, a former 4-H member and leader herself, judged the junior group along with Harold Ross and Lorena Kipps, and told the juniors they had done a phenomenal job. Leon Ward, judging the intermediate speakers with Lana McDonald and Michael Proctor, called that group's messages passionate and inspired, while Glenda Bristow, judging with Wayne Krakowski and Maureen Miller, called the seniors a really hard group to be judging. "Your speeches were complex and amazing, and I'm blown away. Public speaking is one of the biggest tools you'll ever have." Kenzie Byrne from the Vermilion River District placed first in the junior speeches, with a prepared speech entitled, Destination Adventure, and an impromptu on, baking cookies. Second place went to Rylan Jackson of the Minburn District, with, No Days Off, and third place to Paisley Trefanenko of the St. Paul District with her speech, On Top of the World. Kate Albrecht of the Beaver District spoke on, Moving Forward, with the hard work and flexibility needed for the beef industry, followed up with an impromptu on stress management, to top the intermediate group. Cheyenne Klatt of the St. Paul District came second with, The Unknown, speaking on her career choice as a paramedic, while Isabel Jakula, from the Vermilion River District was third with, EMC2. Another Vermilion River District speaker, Marin Abuakar, won the top senior award with her perspective on, The Risks, Realities and Rewards of GMOs and an impromptu on, Setting a Good Example as an Adult. Ali Bahiles from the Lamont District came second with Freedom of Speech, It's Not Free, and Ashlyn Trefanenko, representing the St. Paul District, was third with her advice to be more like a dog and enjoy the small things in life. Mercedes Trefanenko of the St. Paul Multi Club was mistress of ceremonies for the speeches, with Shelley Jean and Jennifer Germain timing the speeches and impromptus, and Lucille Smith and Ellen Seward serving as tellers. Upstairs in the Curling Rink Lounge, representatives of eight districts showed off their presentation skills for another three judging teams. Juniors were judged by Patty Matthew, Emily Labrie and Laverne Wilson, who chose Kurt Yaremko of the St. Paul District, with his video-backed display of grain farming machinery and equipment, placing first. Owen Newman, Vermilion River, with a video and exploding balloon assisting his demonstration on Mysteries of the Universe, came in second, and Carly Welichuk of Minburn, placed third with Ooey Gooey Slime. Intermediate presenters were judged by Melanie Lawton, Darcy Evans and Amanda Matthew. A colorful and nostalgic look into her Ukrainian heritage gave Shelby Duterter of the Bonneville District the win. Ethan Yaremko of St. Paul took second place with a presentation entitled, Goats Are the G-O-A-T, and Taylor Longmire and Grace Fordyce of the Wainwright District demonstrated, The World of Tack, to place third. Ava Herbert, also from the Wainwright District, led the senior demonstrators with, Change of Pace, showing her progress and success in running to judges Dwight Wiebe, Maxine Fodness and Kathy Ackerman. Judges placed Aletta and Shikar DeChain of the Bonneville District, second with their demonstration on Life with a Doodle, and Madison McDonald, Vermilion River, got third with The Spanish Connection. Megan Chris of Vermilion was mistress of ceremonies for the presentations, which were timed by Mandy Yaseko and Jessica Murray, and with Christy Lanza and Danielle Kwiatkowski serving as tellers.